Oh, damn. Okay, so thinking about this last night, did not realize at all that it was Women's History Month, nor did I realize that it was Autoimmune Disease Awareness either. So feeling kind of stupid, kind of not. So today we're going to talk about both. Because, well, they both, one sucks and one is kind of cool, and they're both equally important. Okay, guys, so I've re-recorded this. This is now the third time, because every single time I've come off like the biggest and complete most unhonest ass possible. Because I get on my little tangents, y'all know this, but let's face it, women's history is and needs to be just that, women's history. We have a lot of great women in this world that have done so much. I mean, hell, Mother Teresa, oh my God, I'm blanking out on her name, Marie Curie. There is just so many amazing women that we wouldn't have certain things if it wasn't for them. So I'm going to go off on a little side note, little tangent, okay, and I'm going to preference it with, I have no problem if you want to be trans, if you want to be the opposite sex, by all means, but please understand that you have a very big advantage, especially a man becoming a woman, and it's a very unfair advantage. Okay, so not only is it huge, it's unfair. And for me, I'm sorry, you could make a million-dollar idea happen, and I'm still going to classify it as a man doing it, not a woman. And it's nothing against anybody. It's just that's how I feel. But like I said, people like Mother Teresa, she was amazing. She took care of so many people. A lot of people that, if it hadn't have been for her, would have potentially died. Same with Marie Curie. Scientist, discovered a lot, didn't get a lot of credit for it though. But let's talk about modern day women. The woman who has to manage to balance home, kids, work, and even potentially school. And yes, I'm kind of tooting my own horn there. I'm working, I'm dealing with the house, dealing with the kids, dealing with my own stuff, and getting ready to go back to school. Will I survive it all? Probably not. Will I die trying? Oh yeah. Because nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to tell me that I can't do something. Because you tell me I can't do something, guess what? Screw you. I'm going to do it. Big old smile on my face, even if I fail. Because then I can at least say, hey, you know what? Screw you. I at least had the balls to sit there and try. But women in general don't get enough credit. And that really sucks. Men, if you are sitting there taking just a quick glance at your woman, especially right now listening to this, let her know that you love her. Let her know that you care. Let her know that her efforts don't go unnoticed. I mean, come on. She's does so much and gets so little. Changes her name, moves out of her house, gives up everything. And what do? You sit on your ass. Because let's face it, not everybody is actually a good person. Not everybody actually does as they should. But, you know, give your lady credit. Even if it's just a little each day, give your lady credit for all that she does and all that she puts up with. All right, guys. No energy, low energy, struggling to make ends meet. Got a solution for you. It is luckyhula.lavelle.com. Again, luckyhula.lavelle.com. All right, let's hit this autoimmune disease thing. There is so many hidden diseases, but autoimmune is one of the biggest ones. Autoimmune disease, you don't always show that you're sick. And that's why people don't always understand it. And for me, I'm blessed enough not to have any autoimmune disease, but I do have hidden diseases that tend to take a really big toll on my body. But given that, do your research, people. I mean, you never know what the person standing next to you or 6 feet away from you standing next to you may or may not have. And that's something you need to be aware of. You know, some people don't always show what's going on. And things like MS take their time. Rheumatoid arthritis. Okay, RA. I thought I had RA. Turns out I had fibromyalgia. Similar, but not the same. At least RA has some kind of specification and some cause to it. Fibro, you get it, you're screwed. It's basically what they call a nerve disease. Nerve problem, whatever. And I mean, it's like, I get sick of hearing people say, oh, you're not sick. It makes me want to sit there and fucking show them, okay, you know what? You say I'm not sick, fine, I'm not sick. Here you go. And in turn, it just takes a really huge toll on my body, and it sucks. So just be kind to others and be kind to yourself. Go see a doctor. If you've got a problem, open your mouth. If you don't have a problem, shut the hell up. Let people live their lives how they need to. But that's all for me today because, well, it's Wednesday. And I got a half day with all the kids. Holy crap. Because some have finals and some are just, yeah, out early. Talk to you guys soon.